just filming the show, Mr. Rob Hicks, Jamie Jones Buchanan, and we had that many fans' questions for Rob Hicks, we thought, we can't get them all on the show, but we'll just do a little section now where we'll go through them real quick and make sure you know that we're not dodging you, and we always ask the main guests all the questions. So we'll start off now, Michael Thorns. Did Specsavers realise they were fighting a losing battle, so they revoked their sponsorship?
Probably. We were always going, trying to get free eye tests and getting turned away, so that's probably why they disappeared.
Paul Nillen asks, to what extent do you take advice from your linesman during a game? For example, is it annoying when you see a linesman miss a forward pass 5 yards in front of them and then a couple of minutes later give a call over comments in a brawl 50 yards away?
Yeah, well, they're wired up, so we're constantly in communication with our two touch judges and a video ref if you've got one. And they do input a huge amount of information in a game, whether that be management in terms of who's onside, who's offside, who's onside at kicks, or on decisions, forward passes. Look, it's disappointing when decisions are wrong. Nobody is more disappointed than the person who makes that wrong decision.
I've got a question, and one that I've just thought of. Who do you think is the best referee right now in rugby league?
In England.
Anywhere.
But and England if it's not England.
Well, Ashley Klein, I would say, is the best referee in the game.
Yep. And who's best in England?
I think Chris Kendall would probably be as good as me.
I like it. Like it.
Won't give it up. Won't give it up.
Ben Failer.
The system as it is in the NRL.
I know it's up for debate. Robert Elston, I think, is pretty keen on it. I'm not entirely sold on it myself at the minute.
Right.
I think there are pros and cons to whichever system you take. But if you're going to bring it in, it's got to be for a specific reason. And that might be you believe you will get cleaner rucks. You believe you will police the 10 better.
Yeah.
But don't just say two referees will fix everything, because the reality is there's still going to be human. There's still going to be error.
Yep.
And there's still going to be a difference of opinion between two blokes on a field. But it works in the NRL in their competition. Whether it would work in Super League, I think we need to try it before we say yes or no.
He specifically mentions there that it might clean up the offside rule. Are there benefits to certain rules by having two referees?
Yeah, well, the advantage of having a second referee at the ruck is that the referee can stand wider out so that he doesn't have as much of a focus on the ruck, and he can therefore hold probably what people would class as the C defender. What you tend to find, we find, is that the people in and around us, or the A and B defenders as people call them, they're the line speed people, but Cam Smith's a good one for it. When he played for Australia, he used to stand at C and he used to take the line up. Sean O'Loughlin does it a fair bit for Wigan, stands wider out and takes the line up. And if he's outside you and you're looking over there, you're always looking in your periphery. So by being able to stand wider out, in theory, you might well get a better 10. But as I say, I think we've got to do some tests of it.
Yeah.
We've got to go out and trial it somewhere. And you've got to have the right number of officials and the right quality of officials as well.
All right, Bernard McGuinn says, how does it feel when a referee makes a decision, then thinks afterwards that it was wrong? Do they compensate by giving another wrong decision?
No, we do a lot of work on staying in the moment, as I think Martin and Navratilova used to call it. And ultimately, you make a decision, you have to move on. You're in a decision-making environment, and compounding an error with another error is an absolute no-no.
Paul Burnett asks, how long did it take you to get to where you are now as a referee?
And so I started refereeing in 96.
Really?
As a young lad.
How old are you?
37.
Same age.
I'm not the oldest full-time ref.
Yep.
Ben is the oldest full-time ref. But I'm 37. So I was about 16 when I started refereeing, 96, 15. Did all the kids' stuff. I went to grade one, so doing professional championship level rugby in 2007. Start the 2007 season. So, and then I went into Super League in 11.
Mike Pearce, why don't players play the ball anymore? I was under the impression it had to be rolled back with the foot, but maybe I'm wrong.
In the NRL, they've brought back playing the ball with the foot. And there's some merit to that, I think. But we talk about making a genuine attempt to play the ball. I think we've made great strides in cleaning up the ruck this year. And I think the amendments we've made mid-season have helped with that. I'm not entirely convinced that actually moving it on to actually making someone touch the ball with their foot would add to the spectacle of the sport. If it does, and someone convinces me otherwise, that'd be great.
I'll tell you what dropped off a little bit, that I've sort of noticed, is when they're playing, when they're getting up off the ground, there was a period when you wasn't allowed to get up, you're using the ball, you've got to get up and then put the ball down. Yeah. Sometimes, because that seems to have come back in a little bit, is it still part of the rules, or is that one of those where you let it go to not spoil the spectacle?
A little bit. We judge on effect in those kind of areas. So if you get up using the ball as a lever, in effect, and the ball comes away, we'll rule against the person who's got up with the ball,
right?
But if he manages to get up and we get a play the ball, it's about keeping the game going where we can.
So do it at your own risk, basically.
Yeah, basically, and it's a bit like the players who push forward in tackles. If they push forward and lose the ball, we'll rule against them.
Right.
So any ball carrier contribution is done at a risk, I think.
Danielle Hutchinson, my daughter Molly is a ref. Do you have any advice for her to get to your level?
Work hard, accept you make errors, and be honest with yourself.
Nice, like it.
Keith Hall asks, what rule do you think does not help the game, and what rule would you invent to improve the game? And has TV made linesmen lazy? Wow, there's three questions in there.
Lots of that.
I don't know what rule I'd invent, but any rule that we make has to be about making the game easier to officiate.
Right.
Because the game is influenced enough by officials anyway, so any rule you create has to be easy to officiate, otherwise you just add another layer of controversy. I think the obstruction rule and the use of the obstruction rule with the video ref is where we have to be better. Right. And whether that needs a change to the rule or just more confidence from us on the field, I'm not sure.
I'm glad you said that, because as a player, I've been pulled up a few times with absolutely no intention of obstructing anybody. You know, you think, oh, as soon as you do it. And the talk about going on somebody's inside shoulder, but even if you go on somebody's inside shoulder, you're on the outside shoulder of the next person who would come and tackle you. So it is tough, and I'm glad to hear you say that.
Question from me again. If you could change one rule in the game now, what would it be?
I think it would probably be the obstruction rule. But again, I talk about the video ref's obstruction rule.
Yeah.
And at the minute, we've made it very black and white. Therefore, we've seen tries this year where there's been a block and a try's been scored in a corner.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I think we need to find a way of, and I don't know quite how we'd do this. You've got to work this through, and that's why I think the Laws Committee is important, because there's different people there from different perspectives. But finding a way that allows a referee to make an objective decision on a block, and if the try's scored way out from that block, having an opinion on the effect of that, that might make it a little bit more inconsistent.
Yeah.
But I think the better refs would quickly get on board with understanding the implications of the block.
Like it. That's about it. That's all the questions from the fans. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got your question asked to legend Rob Hicks. Tune in to Rugby M this Wednesday night for the full show with Jonesy, Rob and myself. Thanks for supporting Rugby M.
This is a Rugby AM production.